Hello.
Hi, Sherry. This is Kara at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Sorry about the confusion. Dennis isn't as familiar with the process as I am.
No problem. I was just like, oh, I don't want to call you back if I'm supposed to have something.
No big deal. Yeah, I'll go ahead and tell you the link. Are you in front of your computer?
Yes.
Okay, so you go to www.ondeck.com/checkout.
Okay, and then do I go to OnDeck Capital official site or checkout.com online payment?
It should be checkout. If you put slash checkout after www.ondeck.com, it should take you to the right page and it should say claim your account.
Okay. So I put on deck.com/checkout and it came up on deck.com and then it says on deck business loans and then it says online.ondeck.com and on deck capital official site and then there's a checkout.com one too.
Yeah, try clicking the checkout.com. I've never had this happen, but yeah, try clicking the checkout.com and then tell me what your screen looks like after you click it.
It says introducing three new alternative payments, reach millions of additional customers, find out more. It does not that one? Okay. Let me
All
see.
right, so if you put in.
I'll just go to the first one and see what it says. Okay, and it says, well, it says like apply now. It says, business loans, partners, sign in. It has a phone number, apply now.
Try sign in. Hold on. I'm going to just try putting the link in on my computer, make sure everything's working correctly.
Okay.
Slash checkout. Yeah, do you want me to? Am I talking to you on your cell phone right now? Do you want me to send you the link through your cell phone?
What is supposed to come up? What is it supposed to
It's
look
supposed
like?
to say sign in by verifying your information. It will ask for your business tax ID, your business zip code, last four of your social security. I can also
But
send
it
you
was
the.
www.ondeck.
Yeah, so mine reroutes me, so I can tell you what it reroutes me to. It's HTTP online dot on deck dot com slash claim account.
So should I put slash claim account instead
Yeah,
of
I'm not
checkout?
sure why yours isn't automatically rerouting you. Why don't I just send it to you in an email? Let's see, what's your email? Sherry@citymotorstowing.com.
So what should it say? Claim your account on
Yeah,
the
on the main screen, yeah.
Oops. That comes up something totally different.
All right, I just sent you an email with your info. Let me know if you don't get it.
Okay. You're Kara, right?
Yeah, so it should come from Kay Reese
Okay.
at Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, so it says tax ID.
Yeah, and I have your tax ID
I
if
can
you
just.
need it.
Okay, then I don't have to look it up.
Yeah. So it's 7705773 92.
Okay. And the business zip code. And then, Find my glasses so I can see. All right. does it need the last four? 5, 3, 7, 9. Okay, so it's signing in.
All right, perfect.
It says reset your password. Is that the page I'm supposed to be on?
Yeah, so just enter whatever password you'll remember easily.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, and then the next page should say, congratulations on your approval. Just click check out.
Okay, it has great news, you are approved, and it has different amounts.
Yeah, so this isn't like actually accepting the terms. It's just kind of like a congratulations, you're approved, and then after you do some security questions, then you actually accept the terms.
So I just go check out right now?
Yeah. And then you should see on the next page, it should be asking you some verification forms. They're pretty specific. I think this loan is under your mother, right?
Yeah.
So these are pretty specific to your mom. And if you guess on any of them, we'll get locked out. So make sure, you know, you're for sure on the answers before you pick them.
Good thing I know her.
Perfect.
Okay, and then it's asking for a primary business account, the routing and bank account number to put those in?
Yeah, so this should be whatever account you submitted to get your loan approved.
Okay. Here go the glasses again. Okay, so it says loan summary.
Yeah, so these are going to be the terms of your loan. Just go ahead and look through it, make sure this is what you want. And then once you're done, you just check the boxes at the bottom and push agree and fund.
I guess this is what I want.
Okay, perfect.
Let me see. Get to the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all your contracts put into one page. So it's kind of long.
It says this agreement has been received and accepted. So it's asking for a signature. Is that where I'm supposed to be? Or keep going further?
You should just have to push agree and fund at the bottom, and that should count as a signature.
Okay, I hereby... So there's two boxes I have to check at the very bottom first.
Yeah, check those and then push it.
Check both of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I don't want to read all this stuff. And then will I be able to print this all out?
Yeah, so after you can log back in with that password you just created, and a copy of it will be there for you whenever you want.
Okay, so it says that it was successfully completed, and it'll be there in 2 days.
Perfect. Yep, you're all done. So just look for the funds in your account.
All done?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Thank you so much, Sherry.
Hey, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.